When you walk into McHale's, it smells of wood, meat, alcohol, and time.
Hi. Can I help you?
For more than 52 years, the pub's regulars have relied on it for beers and burgers in a no-frills atmosphere. The place has changed little in the half century, while outside the skyscrapers and Times Square continue to multiply. The stagehands and office workers here for lunch seem to eat a little slower, in disbelief that McHale's, too, will be torn down to make way for a 42-story condominium high-rise.
I mean, there's all these high-rises going up.
Shannon Doasoren lives nearby and has been coming here for 25 years.
It's all so cold and commercial. This is a place that we can relate to, that we feel home, that has heart and soul. If this place goes, there's going to be no other place in this neighborhood like it.
Mike Gunderson says he hasn't had a drink in 14 years, so he doesn't usually come into bars. But he heard the place was closing and wanted to sample the much-talked-about McHale Burger.
This is the kind of bar I would drink in when I did drink. A dark, seedy, dimly lit bar, like an old man's bar. But it's great. You know, I'm sorry it's closing, but I got the chance to have the burger. It was nice and big, and it was juicy, and it was better than some other burgers I had at a very low price. People come here who actually are, you know, down and out actors and things, you know, low on money, on funds to have a nice little meal.
Jimmy McHale is the second generation owner.
I'm an only child. They raised me right in here. I mean, the stories are told of my mom behind the bar with me, carrying me around as she bartended and teaching me all the labels on the bottle. So that started early on for me.
McHale says he always expected to take over the bar and did so after his parents died in the 80s. And he's run it in the same old school way they did. That's why his handshake agreement with the landlord was as good as a real contract, even though he hasn't had a lease since 1984. Although he doesn't want to go, he says he understands the landlord's reasons for selling.
I'm sure he got an offer he couldn't refuse. And I'm a fatalist. I believe this was our fate. So I look at it as we stayed in business till they tore the building down. We were here to the end.
As customers learn McHale's is about to be shut down, they come in for one last drink and a talk.
People come to tell us stories of how they've met their wife in here, or they proposed, or they brought their grandfather in here, or when they did their first Broadway show, this was the first place they were taken to have a meal, and stories like that, and the stability of, you know, being in business this long. That's kind of what's special to me.
Manager Paula Stevens agrees. It's tradition that's been the real draw.
Very little has changed over the years. Very precious little. And I think in an ever-changing world and city, they want that sort of stability. Those things that don't change, they crave it. And that's what we have here.
So McHale hopes the bar comes back in a new form, if it can. He says with 50 years of stuff to go through, the one thing he must take is the old wooden bar.
We're going to go piece by piece and disassemble the bar, and that's about the main function of what I want to take out of here, certainly, is the bar. And whether we put it into a new location or just stored it for keepsake, I always say if you have the altar, you can build a church.
Today will most likely be the last day you'll find the bar open. McHale was cautious about saying what day for certain they'd close, because the style of the place has always been to be a bit under the radar.
There'll be a close sign, and I think that will say enough.
For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.
Just give me one more drink. One more drink. One more drink. And I'll be on. Coat. Man, that ain't no lie. The last thing I remember, the houseman yelled, "Snake eyes, give me one."